This is Local Views, third time in August, '09. Healthcare still is the story, but a story in which the climax has passed and a long, painful, anticlimactic ending awaits us. Single payer never was in the discussion. You knew that. The government option was the bait they dangled in front of the single payer fans, a constituency which included the majority of citizens back before the Kool-Aid was served. Now the Obama administration is abandoning even that scant trace of real health care reform. In fact, no one at the White House even says the words health care reform anymore. Now it's health insurance reform. Now we'll stand around scratching our heads and our tails while a 30-pound health care bill picks its way through the congressional labyrinth. And it's not too far out on a limb to predict that when it's over, the Democrats will be crowing about their successful reform and everything will be the same. The same corporations still will be making the same billions in profits. No one will be paying any less for health care, and a lot of people still won't be able to afford it. That uniquely American approach to improving health care, for which everyone has been looking, is quite simple. Just make it even more profitable. The most likely reforms will be in the ways corporate medicine will pick our pockets. The profit motive no longer is thinly veiled, it's front and center. The term health insurance, inclusive of things like managed care, HMOs, and vertical systems like Kaiser, and everyone understands the theory of insurance. Everyone also understands that the fewer claims an insurance company pays, the more money it makes. Having scored an easy and quick win in the reform battle, the insurers won't be trying to persuade anyone that they're in the business of protecting our health. They'll be telling us bluntly that they're denying our claims so they can make more money. The insurers and the drug companies will continue to shamelessly gouge us on the prices just because they can. Doctors will continue to hide behind the Hippocratic Oath while the real medical decisions are made by people whose degrees on the wall say MBA, not MD. By selling out on health care, President I'm Not Bush has delivered the clear message that he no longer needs any support or approval from the left side of the political spectrum. All those people who call themselves progressives have been looking the other way while U.S. policy in the Middle East continues on the military path, but Obama's progressive pretensions now have passed. The last word still belongs, as always, to the corporate money that permeates Washington, no matter which party works in the White House. Fooled again. And if it works for medicine, maybe it'll work for fossil fuels, too. The American Petroleum Institute sent a letter this week to all the major oil companies asking them to recruit employees and retirees to stage public demonstrations later this month against climate change legislation. Let the planet fry, but get out there and protect your employer's profits. A few words about Les Paul. His considerable legacy as a performer has been well chronicled. But electronic wizardry, long before anyone ever saw a microchip, is what made Les Paul a giant of American music. That he was comfortable performing in many different musical idioms reflects the far-reaching influence of his technical genius. With all due respect to the accomplishments of Leo Fender, Les Paul was the guy who actually invented the gadgets and techniques which made the guitar the definitive composing and melodic instrument in Western popular music. If he hadn't thought of it, someone else would have, but he was the first to use overdubbing to make hit records. Whenever you hear recorded music, anything from commercials to symphonies, you're hearing a little bit of Les Paul. That's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you this commentary doesn't necessarily overdub anything for KVMR, its management, staff, or contributors. Email markatcaloki.com.